Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening right here in and around Redmond for the next 7 days.
Most of us never think about the people who maintain our park and repair city vehicles, who fix our water lines, keep the storm drains clear, until something breaks. And that's why a recent Redmond City Council decision is more interesting than it sounds. At least it was to me. The city just approved the purchase of a new 9-acre property that will become the future home of Redmond's Maintenance and Operations Center, replacing facilities that have been serving the city for decades. The crews working there help keep Redmond running behind the scenes every day. It's all the invisible machinations keeping the city running. It's really a good thing for the city. So as the city continues to grow, which it is, officials say that this new site will give those teams more room and better facilities to keep up with the demand. It's not the flashiest project in town, but it's definitely one you'll appreciate the next time everything works exactly the way it's supposed to.
Even if you're not vegan, this one sounds like a fun way to spend part of a Saturday. Redmond Veg Fest takes over Downtown Park on June 20th, starting at noon with plant-based food vendors, live entertainment, cooking demonstrations, and activities for kids. The whole thing is free, which makes it pretty easy to wander through and see what catches your attention. There'll be plenty of opportunities to sample food, meet local businesses, and learn a little bit more about plant-based living without anyone giving you a lecture. Some people come for the food, some people are going to come for the music, and some people are just going to come looking for something different to do. Show up hungry and give yourself more time than you think. It's going to be worth it. I'm going just for the food samples.
Marymore Live keeps rolling this summer, and next up is a pretty big one. Buju Banton and Stephen Marley bring the Roots and Rhymes Tour to Marymore Park on Wednesday, June 17th, with doors opening at 4 and the show starting at 6. If reggae is your thing, this is one of the biggest shows to hit Redmond this season. The outdoor setting at Marymore always makes concerts feel a little more relaxed, and this lineup brings together two artists with deep roots in reggae music. Expect a crowd, good energy, and a lot of people staking out spots on the lawn early. So bring a blanket, get there ahead of showtime, and enjoy one of the bigger summer concerts in town.
King County Library System is kicking things off with games, activities, reading guides, and plenty of space for kids to spread out with a book and start working toward this year's Reading Challenges prizes. What makes this one a little different from a typical library event is the location. Farrell McWhorter already has trails, open space, and farm animals so kids can spend time with goats, rabbits, and pigs between activities. Bring a picnic blanket, pack a few snacks, and let the kids get a head start on a summer challenge that might actually get them excited about reading.
Every Tuesday, you've got a decision to make. You can grab some boring lunch, or you can head over to La Tia Angelina for their legendary Taco Tuesday deal. We're talking $1.50 tacos made with authentic recipes straight from Jalisco, Mexico. This isn't some chain restaurant trying to do Mexican food. This is a real family operation that's been perfecting their craft for 5 years. The husband and wife team even have their 5 kids helping out sometimes. You'll find their food truck parked behind the bus stop near the QFC in Bellevue, right next to the Tikka Masala restaurant. They offer student discounts too if you're a Bellevue College student. These folks care about their community, and it shows in every single taco they make. This message brought to you by La Tia Angelina.
Jennifer, are you at all curious about e-bikes?
I mean, yeah, a little bit. Some of these hills around here are pretty tough.
Yeah, well, here's the cool thing. Pedal Forward Eastside is hosting an event at North Bellevue Community Center on Thursday, June 18th at 6 p.m., where residents can learn about a regional rebate program that could provide up to $2,000 off the purchase of an e-bike. They'll have bikes available for test rides, experts on hand to answer questions, and information about how the application process works. E-bikes seem to be showing up everywhere around Redmond lately, and a rebate that size definitely gets people's attention. Before spending a bunch of money on a new bike, this looks like an easy way to see what all the excitement is about.
If the dad in your life happens to have four legs and a wagging tail, Pickles Playland has something planned for him too. Their Father's Day celebration takes place on Thursday, June 18th from 11 to 2, giving dogs and their humans a chance to enjoy an afternoon of activities together. Pickles has become one of the more unique pet-focused spots in the area, and special events like this tend to attract a pretty special crowd of local dog owners. Expect plenty of dogs running around, lots of photo opportunities, and a chance to meet other people who are just as obsessed with their pets as you are. If your dog enjoys making new friends, this is probably their kind of afternoon.
Pride Month celebrations continue in Redmond with the opening reception for Rainbow on the East Side at Central Cultural Mexicano on Thursday, June 18th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. The exhibit features artwork from LGBTQIA+ artists across the East Side and highlights a wide range of creative styles and perspectives from the local community. The reception gives visitors a chance to meet artists, explore the exhibit, and support creators whose work is rooted right here in Redmond and all around our area. It's one thing to see art online, but it's a different experience when you're standing in front of it and hearing the stories behind it. If you're looking for something a little different this week, this is an easy way to spend an evening in downtown Redmond.
Not every Thursday night has to involve sitting at home scrolling on your phone. Watts Brewing Company is hosting Boots and Brews Line Dancing on June 18th from 7 to 8, and you don't need any previous experience to join. The combination is simple. Grab a drink, learn a few steps, and spend an hour doing something most people don't normally do during the work week. Events like this tend to attract a mix of complete beginners and people who already know what they're doing, so there's no reason to feel intimidated. Bring a friend, laugh a little at yourself, and remember that everyone looks slightly ridiculous while learning line dancing.
Here's something most homeowners don't think about. You could have a water leak right now and not even know it. Underground leaks don't show up like a burst pipe. There's no water on the floor. Your water bill just quietly creeps up month after month until one day you're paying double and you're wondering what happened. Simply Leak Detection finds those leaks without tearing up your yard because they use non-invasive tech to pinpoint exactly where the problem is. Over 300 five-star reviews on Google, they cover the entire East Side, Redmond, Kirkland, Bellevue, all of it. If your water bill's been climbing or your meter's spinning when nothing's running, give Lincoln and his team a call at 253-800-1412, or you can visit them at simplyleakdetection.biz. This message brought to you by Simply Leak Detection.
It's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and around Redmond. So, Dan, I've got a question for you. In 1915, think back, Dan. Think back to your early days.
Okay, it'll be easy. This is when I got my driver's license, I think. Okay, I remember karting around in my horse-drawn buggy. Go on.
In 1915, Snoqualmie Pass opened to motorists. The best route over the pass ran through which East Side city? Was it A, Bellevue, B, Kirkland, C, Redmond, or D, Issaquah? And your time starts now.
This should be easy. I think it's Issaquah. That's my final answer.
Oh, man, you came to that fast. You are wrong. The answer is C. It's R. Redmond.
How does that even work? Are you serious? Well, listen, it was a long time ago, Jennifer. And like I said, I had just gotten my driver's license. And I didn't
You didn't have many times. Yeah. Well, when Snoqualmie Pass opened to cars in 1915 as part of the Yellowstone Trail, also known as the Sunset Highway, the best route across the Cascades ran through Redmond. Bellevue wasn't connected yet the way it is today, and much of the area was still farmland. So, for a brief period, Redmond became the gateway for motorists that were heading east. Local businessman Bill Brown.
I knew he had to be wrapped into this.
Local businessman and former mayor Bill Brown even ran an omnibus service between Kirkland and Redmond to help move travelers through town and take advantage of the growing traffic.
Billy, man, this dude wet his beak at every instance. He is going to make a couple bucks.
Word is Redmond rumor mill.
Okay, here is this week's rumor mill. We've heard that a Korean fried chicken and draft beer concept that's already doing big business in places like Linwood and Federal Way may be looking at some space here in Redmond along the Cleveland Street corridor in downtown Redmond. Now, the story that we've been hearing is counter service, crispy fried chicken, cold beer, and hours that run later than a lot of the places currently open downtown. Now, to be very clear, we haven't been able to confirm a lot of this. We don't have any permits. There have been no official announcements, no official word from anyone involved. But our question is this. If a spot like that would open, where do you think it would land and would you go? If you have a guess or know any information about this, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post. And while you are over at our Facebook page, look for the Your Picks post and drop your vote in the comments. We still want to know who you think the best food truck in the area is.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love our companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com, and we'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.